Blog Talk Radio.
And by the way, a big apology to the artist of this song, beautiful brother Joseph Israel on the West Coast, who has allowed me to play this song, His Water, which I've premiered on several of the opening broadcasts for Soul Class. This is now class number 13, Soul being the acronym for S equals 7, O, original or oldest, U, universal, and L, laws, which are the seven Noahat commandments, Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, which entail, do not blaspheme the name of the Creator with the name of the Creator. Do not commit idolatry. Do not commit murder. Do not steal. Do not commit adultery. Do not eat the limb of an animal while still alive. And to promote righteous judgments in the land for all the peoples of the world, including matters of saying, giving charity, tzedakah. And again, I apologize to Joseph Israel. And hopefully in the future I will remember to mention that's His Water by Joseph Israel opening up the show. Well, blessed souls, we got about 11 minutes left, and I want to take us quickly into the third class of Israelite prophecy. What is it all about? So we'll start right off by reviewing, or actually going into, in the Laws of the Foundations of Torah by the great Rambam, lived over 875 years ago. In chapter 7, law 3 in the Mishnah Torah, the laws of the foundations of Torah, about a prophet. And the Rambam instructs us that when a prophet is informed of a message in a vision, it is granted to him an imagery that is quite metaphoric. So immediately, the imagery, it's interpreted as it's imprinted upon his heart, and he can be a she as well, because a woman who makes the same preparations as a man can also be privy to prophecy. A male prophet in Israel is called a Navi, and a female prophet is called Naviyah. Also, we do know that even before there was Israel, the blessed children of Noah, with all the descendants of Noah, as they went out of an ancient ark 4,114 years ago, that's Noah and his wife, and Noah's three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and their wives, they also were blessed and went out. And a female prophet is also known as Neviah, and who is an example of a female prophet? Sarah Imenu, Sarah the prophetess, who is the wife of Abraham. So, let's go back to this teaching. For example, when we talk about the prophet who has just gotten a vision, and it's with its metaphoric imagery. For example, there's the ladder which the angels had gone down and gone up, as envisioned by Yaakov Avinu, the patriarch Jacob, Yaakov Yisrael, Jacob Israel, was alluding to the empires and eventually their subjugation to the descendants of Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel. Similarly, the created beings that Ezekiel, Yecheskel and Navi saw, Ezekiel the prophet, the boiling pot, and the rod from the almond tree that was seen by Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, the scroll that Yecheskel, Ezekiel saw, and a measure seen by Zechariah were all metaphoric images. Similarly, some of the prophets would relate to the allegory and its explanation. Others relate only to the explanation. At times, concerning the imagery, they could relate to it without explaining it, as was seen in some of the prophecies of Yecheskel, Ezekiel, and Zechariah, or Zechariah. And all these prophets came forth in the form of imagery that's metaphoric and allegorical. And that's from the Rambam's Laws of the Foundation of Torah, and that's the third halacha. With that being said, blessed souls, and by the way, concerning the seven Noahic commandments, blessed, you see that I'm not going into the details. That's something that anyone who's of the nations of the world and the children of Israel should know about. There's a wonderful book that you can get. It's called The Divine Code by Rabbi Moshe Weiner, which you can ask to buy from any Judaica store. If they don't have it, you can ask them to order it for you, or you can order it online by going to www.asknoah.org. And I'm not a representative of them. I'm just recommending that book to all of you, blessed, as well as The Path of the Righteous Gentile, which came out about 23 plus years ago by Rabbi Yaakov Rogalsky and Rabbi Chaim Klorfin. So, going back to where we left off yesterday in terms of the gods perplexed by Rambam, in terms of, you know, how is prophecy received, reviewing the concept that the lowest level of divine awareness in relation to the Most High, who is the source of all divinity, came down to this level called Secha HaPoel, meaning the intellect that makes an effect, or active intellect. With that being said, in the Drusha Saran, another great rabbinical teacher, saying that there's no doubt that the qualities of intellectual and character refinement bring about proper perfection to the soul and allows the soul, as it is enclosed in the body, because blessed us, we have to remember one thing, and we have to be very clear about this. Our souls in themselves are perfect entities, but when they come into our bodies, which are like veils and screens and cloaks, we don't necessarily get the pristine message of the soul. Therefore, we need, and we submit to you humbly, the teachings of the Torah of Israel, the internal instruction of Israel that were received by Moshe, Moses, the Levite prophet, Har Sinai, including all the written and oral traditions. With that being said, when the soul is brought to perfection, being elevated from its state of concealment within the human body as the person goes about in a positive conscious and awareness quest, that this enables the soul, which is enclosed in the body, to bound up to upper realms to the point a person is empowered to become prophetic. Another classic work called Avodat HaKodesh, that we know that all prophecy flows out from the powers and potentialities that are included in the great name of the Most High. One presentation of that great name would be the Yud, and then the He, and the Vav and the He. And I know some people like to sometimes switch the V sound, or the W, if you're anglicizing it, which I do know from certain traditions among the 12 tribes of Israel, and notably the Jews, the Yehudim that come out of Teman, they do have the tradition of substituting a Vav for a V sound, for a W sound, a W sound, or a Vav for a sound which is a V, like a V sound, for a W like in W. So that is something that hopefully will become more clarified, what's the highest level pronunciation of the Most High's name, which will become clear to all the human beings as we get closer and closer, and actualized in the redemptive times to Mashiach Tekin, our righteous Messiah. So with that being said, there are still, with the fact that is known, that prophecy flows from the powers within that great name of the Most High, there have to be prerequisites, preparatory stages demanded of the prophet. Because these qualities, which are brought into a state of upwardly expanding consciousness, represent a person in their own humble ways, in particular ways, of becoming a Merkava Elyona, a heavenly chariot, just as a chariot is nullified to the rider of the chariot, So a prophet must be a reflection of the chariot from above as he is living down here, he or she down this world, and on this earth. And then these heavenly qualities will shine through him or her. At that point, prophecy can rest upon him or her. So we got about 4 minutes left, blessed souls. So I want to quickly go to a teaching from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which we started off in this series about from the Torah portion of Shoftim, where we talked about in at the beginning of the Torah portion in the of Shoftim, which means judges, that there's this idea that judges in the days to come, judges and officers will be appointed, yet in the prophet of Gula, Nevi Gula of redemption, the Nevi redemption, the prophet of redemption, Isaiah talks about returning the the judges and the counselors. So the question is, why would in the beginning the Torah talk about judges and officers, like officers who can enforce the law, and then in the times of redemption we'll have judges and counselors alluding to the prophets? Well, we understand that throughout all times, unfortunately, blessed souls, when men of righteous judgment capabilities have rendered decisions and has gone against the wills and the outlooks of people, sometimes they didn't follow the judge's order. So the Torah-based court system was that, and primarily it was enforceable in the land of Israel. Today it doesn't have that same type of strength, but to a certain extent there can be, so to speak, those who can influence those to follow the rabbinical judges, that this is because still the existence of evil is here amongst us. Whoever we are, the matter, unfortunately, of evil still exists. Meaning the resistance to righteousness, the resistance to Torah instruction, even the resistance to social instruction, social judgment, where there has to be an imposition of a greater societal need, that say, anti-societal behaviors such as murder and kidnapping and stealing have to be quelled at a certain point. So there has to be a system. And there are some inequities, unfortunately, in any system where you have, you know, officers, police officers, because sometimes themselves get caught up in corruption. But that's for another show and another host to deal with. I just want to leave you with that, no blessed souls, that the Torah is addressing that in the plane of ascending consciousness for the children of men, that as we deal with judges and we deal with officers, it's because still there's the existence of evil in the world, which at that time, the time of Moses, the necessary evil that had to be rectified in a necessary manner was not completed yet. So that, blessed souls, we're going to end today's show. Hopefully we'll get back into it tomorrow in the fourth class about Israeli prophecy, what's it all about? So Don Zizek signing off. And now we're going to end off with a little bit of singing about what is love with Joseph Israel and Arasta Elder in Blessed Jamaica. Take care, everyone. A little technical difficulty. Let's see if we can get still on. Just bear with me. That's live radio for you. Okay, here we go. We'll get some part of it.
Yes, blessed Lord. I'm here in the yard, Uncle Chenna's. This is checking out a noni tree here. It's a ripe noni fruit. I'm here with the elder brother Psalms. Great brother here. You know, so we're just here in Jamaica, giving takes, you know, Psalms and telling people about true love.
One love. See, people always misuse the beautiful concept of love, but listen, I can give you a clear definition.
People nowadays talk about love, but I wonder how many do understand. They talk about love, but love is misused. They talk about love, love is. It's been used and abused and used irrelevantly. If you want to know the true meaning of love, you've got to exercise humility. Love is patience, humility, sincerity, generosity, and the charity.